I'm your host, Nate Newman, and as always, I have the illustrious Judge Gonzo with me.
Your favorite foul-mouthed fucking chucklehead from the USA. Okay, will I get to yell?
Oh, you're gonna get to yell.
Well, then it's gonna be fun. The beach was too sandy, and no one told us there would be fish in the water. The children are scared. Motherfucker, it's a beach. What did you think was gonna be on it?
G'day, g'day, and welcome to this episode of Not So Secret Dad's Business. You got me, your host, Nate, and of course we got Judge Gonzo. He's still with us. Now, I know we're running late today, guys, but we're lucky that we even fucking got here. So how you doing, Judge?
Fresh from the fucking hospital. the past 2 days, I was having like these weird bouts with like I felt like I wasn't getting enough air. So I was like, you know, like any other guy, I'm like, I'll wait. See how I feel after I go to sleep. So I texted you guys and I was like, hey, I'm probably going to the hospital. I'm probably having a heart attack. And I was like, you know, I have these two symptoms and shit. Like it's hard to breathe and I have heaviness in my chest. But right now it's not that serious. So I'll just go over there. I decided that night not to go. I took 2 hydroxyzine instead and fucking fell asleep. I woke up this morning. It was still there. And I was like, fuck. And I'm really upset because Fat Moose's 42nd anniversary was today. It's my comic book shop.
Yep.
And my friend Ava was going to be there. And artist Tom Rainey was going to be there. I wanted to get a commission from him and stuff like that. And then I was like, I can't, like, I just don't feel, I feel like something's wrong. So we went there and I got in. I was like, I'm having chest pains and I'm having shortness of breath. And I'm looking at the fucking door that says 5 things. People complain about any one of these, bring them right in. They might be having a fucking heart attack. I'm like, all right. So they fucking hook me up. They bring me in there. Dude, they run every test under the sun. I have teacher's insurance, so my insurance is really good, I think, for the whole thing. For a CAT scan, a couple things of blood work, an X-ray, an EKG, the whole thing, I'm going to pay $100. The bill's not going to say that, but I don't have to worry about the bill fucking just what I'm paying. So everything came back crystal clear. I'm in really good health.
That's good,
which,
man.
I'm like, oh, cool. Nothing wrong with the lungs. The CAT scan was chest, abdomen, pelvis. Nothing showed up. Everything was fine. Doctor came back in. He's like, well, I'm going to prescribe you an inhaler. Because when I just did the stethoscope thing on your back, there is some labored breathing. He's like, but it could be a strain from like a muscle up front. I said, all right. He's like, you look like you go to the gym. I said, thank you. I appreciate that. And then I realized like 3 days ago when I did back, I did the T-bar row, the one that you lay on, the fucking pad is right here. Anyone knows, if you've ever used that thing, you have to like almost flex or else it'll push everything back. And I don't think I put 2 and 2 together. I think that might've been it. But like I said, I'm sitting there apologizing to the fucking lady and the nurse, and everyone there was really nice, dude. To shout out to Overlook Union, fucking New Jersey. They're great. And she's like, no, she's like, but what's the alternative? You not knowing what the fuck it is. And what if it could have been something? So the whole time I'm thinking, so they did a secondary test to make sure that all my heart enzymes, like the one that are high, I guess if you're about to fucking croak or have a heart attack, they were fine. So they did one at the beginning. They did one at the end. They checked my blood pressure. My blood pressure is always high. It was like 140 over 83. For me, that's fucking low, comparatively speaking. But like a friend of mine, Mike, texted me. He's like, dude, you look like you're having a good time for being in there. Thinking you have a heart attack. Well, I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Sit there and be miserable? I was like, I got to make fun of myself. Like Rob sent the thing with the Bane mask, the
How
Bane from Timu.
How fucking good was that?
Fucking amazing.
I damn near wet myself with that, man.
Just shit like that, man. It's just making you laugh and shit. And then like as a gag, because everyone does this. I don't know why, but they put up just the picture of their arm with the thing in it. And
with
like,
the cannula,
so I'm
gonna
stay here. So like I did mine as a gag. I fucking took that one and made fun of myself. But then I'm reading Kryptonite because I had fucking nothing else to do. And the Timu thing was just funny. I was like, but I wasn't looking for, I was like, yeah, man, it sucks. I'm here. Like, I don't know what it is. And people are always asking like, hey man, how come you didn't come to blah? And I'm like, well, I'm in the fucking hospital and shit like that. So, but I'm here.
That's good, man. I'm glad you are. Cause like I say, I was fucking worried about you. And I was in the group chat going, hey Judge, how you doing? How you doing? But I even said to the missus this morning, dude, I said to Christine, I said, can you fucking believe this guy? I said, the man thinks he's having a heart attack. He takes 2 antihistamines and goes and passes out. And she goes,
dude, well, that's New Jersey males, man.
But she goes, you have to remember how pig-headed you are too, Nathan. She said, remember that time recently you thought you were having a heart attack? What did you do? You took 2 Tylenol and went to lay down to see if it would pass.
Yeah.
She said, remember that time you had a bilateral pulmonary embolism and you dropped to your knees at work and thought you were dying? I went, yeah. She goes, what did you do? I said, I jumped in the car and drove myself to the hospital. She goes, you thought you were having a fucking heart attack and you drove yourself to the hospital. She goes, so can you be surprised that judge has done that? I went, I
Yeah,
guess
well,
not.
A, you'll get there faster. And B, hospital and like fucking ambulance trips are really expensive. I mean, I don't pay for any of that shit. Like I said, I got really good insurance. But Sarah's great. I dropped off Hunter. I don't want him being there, dude. It's fucking like, because then he'll worry more. So Sarah was just there hanging out. I bought a book that I want. I bought the graphic novel Superman Kryptonite because I really wanted to read that because Anthony gave me a recommendation and I was like, oh shit, it's gonna be awesome. But I did miss Fat Moose thing, which I'm really upset, man. I haven't seen my friend Ava in a minute, so I was excited to get over there. I wanted to get something done by her, and I had already talked to Tom about getting something on a Virgin Green Lantern cover of one of my favorite Green Lanterns, man. And of course, I get done at like fucking 5:45. By that time, everything's wrapping up, so I'm fucking so yeah. So I'm a little pissed off, but at least I know that nothing is wrong. But then I'm pissed off because nothing's wrong. You know
I
what I'm
mean,
saying?
I
Like
get
I
it. It's like, well,
didn't
that was a waste of
go.
fucking time. Yeah, I get it. Hey, look, I've got my baby sister in the chat. She says she hopes you're doing better now, and it sounds
Hey,
like you
thanks.
need some get better soon Tim Tams shipped over, man.
Yeah, man. Dude, anything you send me is awesome. Like all that shit was really good. Okay, so
Oh,
so I have something.
before we get
Yeah,
into it,
please.
man, because I know you've had that whole debacle, but how's your Easter weekend going so far, though, dude?
So far it's great. School, I'd offer Good Friday. And then so thanks, Judas. Because you know, I think he's gonna rise again and shit like that. So if Judas never sold them out, we wouldn't get these. So cheers, Judas. And then Easter is gonna be a full moon, so we're gonna get werewolf Jesus. So I'm excited about that. So everyone get your fucking guns ready. Silver, man, silver.
Silver bullets, that's it.
So unfortunately, Hunter's Easter weekend and mine don't match up. His isn't until the end of fucking April. So I'm gonna have him till Sunday, till Monday at least, and then Sarah and I are gonna have the rest of the week to just fucking relax, man.
Yeah, nice.
I just got the new DLC, the Joker for the Suicide Squad game, which of course people are like, this fucking game sucks. Shut the fuck up. No one cares. They're like, everyone's big complaint is it doesn't play like the Batman Arkham series.
Oh,
Well,
really?
you can go and play the fucking Batman Arkham series, right? Like you expected a game that is meant to be an MMO for like a four person jump on, not even against each other. It is literally just you and the rest of the squad fucking farting around
So it's a
like
co-op.
he's different Metropolis. It's fun and it's different. And do you know, can we talk about this shit? Remember like back in the day you bought like a Genesis game, you bought in a Super Nintendo game. And if the game sucked, you just went, well, I got a fucking shitty game. There's nothing I can do about it. And you fucked off and did something else. The amount of people I see posting, I'm demanding a refund. No, you bought the game. The game works fine. You don't get it just because you don't. If you think the game sucks, you can't get your money back. You spend money for the fucking game. Like,
It's
what is up with
like going
all?
and buying a pair of shoes and then the next day going, I don't like the color, I want my money back. Well, no, you picked that color when you bought them, so fucking deal with it. I agree with you, man. You buy a game, you fucking live with it.
And all these plays, like, well, the customer's always right. Yeah, but there's a second part of that fucking quote that everyone forgets. Second, it's a the customer's always right in matters of taste. That doesn't mean that they're right all the time and they get to treat you like shit. It just means if someone comes in and like, I want that olive fucking green dildo, you're like, olive green is fucking terrible, but you want it, you're gonna fucking get it. Like, it's got nothing to do with the way that they can treat you like shit.
I will say another good game that I've actually seen Eli playing. I didn't realize it was on the Xbox. He's been playing DC Universe online.
Oh
And that's
yeah.
a
Yep.
fucking cool looking game. He loves it, just running around, fucking beating up bad guys and
Yeah.
shit. He thinks it's great. He was swinging around as Spider-Man. No, what was he playing the other day? Batman. He was playing as Batman
Batman.
and he's got his fucking batarang and he's flying from building to
That's fucking
building and
great.
climbing up shit. Yeah, it was a cool looking game, so I'm gonna have to give that a go.
I did see a video and I love saying I was right because it doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's fucking sweet.
Is this what put you in hospital, man? Because you've been sitting on this for like 5 days.
No, that's coming next. I'm trying to
That's
front
coming
load it with
next.
something that's
Okay.
actually make me laugh. There was a kid. He was a millennial, I think, or a Gen Zer, and he goes, it's a stitch of like why these kids can't function at jobs and stuff like that. And it's a kid, so it's a Gen Z or millennial going, well, you guys gave us trophies for being in 18th place, and now you wonder why we can't handle when we don't get something. I was like, it's what I've been fucking saying. That's what I've been saying. All you did was set them up for fucking failure. So yeah, it's their fault because, oh, why don't they don't want to work? They don't want to work because they got praised for dog shit. So when they don't get it, they go, well, why am I getting anything? That's your fucking fault. That's your fault for making 18th place trophies. That's your fault for all of a sudden not counting the score in baseball games. That's your fault for everyone get on the field regardless. The killer instinct or the instinct to want to do something is gone because you assholes thought it was a good idea to fucking jerk around your kids. And now a kid was like, I know why it's happening to me because I was praised for no matter what I fucking did. So of course I'm like this. I'm like, well, at least the kid knows.
And that's what shits me about boomers as well, is that all these kids, they're fucking entitled and they want everything handed to them on a silver platter. Where do they get this entitlement from? It's like, hey,
You motherfucker.
you raised us. You did
Yeah.
this. Like, you fucked up the housing market. You destroyed the environment. You gave us fucking, like you say, 18th place trophies. It's just like you gotta take the good with the bad. You sow some shit out there, you're gonna reap shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So I don't even want like I always try and keep this light. Hopefully this goes somewhere light because this is fucking disgusting. Like I ran across this and I'm like, I want to talk about it because it's a family thing, but I'm just telling everybody right now, strap in. If by the headline you don't want to listen, I wouldn't blame you for this. And I know that's like, oh my God, don't listen to the show. Like, unfortunately, Nate, it's gonna be up to you depending on mileage of how long you want to talk about this, but I do want to bring it up because I cannot fucking believe that some people were blessed, oh God, or whatever. If God existed, if this all powerful, all fucking kind being, this shit wouldn't happen. Okay. Here's the fucking headline, dude. I swear to God. An Ohio toddler died after her mom left her home alone so she could take a 10-day vacation.
Fuck, I saw that just last week. Are
Yeah.
you kidding me? Yes.
Yep. 10 days. So her mom went on vacation with some dude to Puerto Rico. She left the kid in a new onesie and a new diaper and left like bottles around her. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me go through some of the fucking highlights. First of all, I don't want to read this part. At one point, the kid's mouth was dry because she was trying to eat her own shit so she can eat something. Okay. So it says, I can't, I fucking, I like, and looking at the mom's stupid face and then hearing what her mom said, her mom's like, well, my daughter was always a victim of mental illness. Motherfucker, fuck you and fuck your child.
Yeah,
That's not.
no, but she, in a way, she's right. She's a her child is a victim to her fucking mother's mental illness.
Yeah. So it says, Jalen's cries echoed through the quiet streets of Cleveland. In the dead of night, the toddler whimpered and howled, but no one came to her rescue. That for me is weird too. You're living in a neighborhood, you hear this kid crying, you see all the lights off. Like there's no car in the garage. Like you don't even go what, like people smash people's windows when the kid's in the car. First of all, good for them because you shouldn't fucking be doing that anyway. No one thought to go in a fuck 10 days? 10 days is
Again,
going on
all it
for?
takes is fucking 3 digits on the phone, 911. Hey, I
Yeah,
need a
dude, it's
welfare
called a
check.
safety check. Yeah. Her mother, Crystal Candelario, was away on a 10-day summer vacation and had left Jalen alone in a playpen with a few bottles of milk, prosecutors said. A neighbor's doorbell camera captured the 16-month-old's frequent screams, including one around 1 a.m., 2 days after her mother left. 16 months, dude. Kid is one and fucking
Not
4 months
even
old.
1.5, yeah.
And the mom was like, all right, well, I'm just gonna go. And like went on the beach.
I don't understand how you compartmentalize that to just be able to like, oh, there's some like 10 days even. That milk's gonna go fucking bad regardless. So like
I'm trying to see, I'm like you though. I'm trying to figure out, first of all, she's not that mentally fucking ill that this is the first thing that sent off a fucking red flag. Okay? It's not. Postpartum, maybe. There are some fucked up stories of like postpartum moms who like saw their kids' legs off and shit like that. I've heard a lot of that stuff before. So maybe this is this, right? I've also heard about a postpartum mom. She put her kid in the oven because she didn't know what the fuck she was doing. Apparently, to some people, it hits very hard. I'm not taking away from that, but still, what the fuck? She was hundreds of miles away in Puerto Rico with a male friend, authorities said. After a few days at the beach and another stop in Detroit, she returned home on June 16th last year to find her daughter dead. She'd been gone for 10 days. Like,
That's, yeah, I don't
and
know,
she
man.
pleaded guilty. Yeah, did she? No shit. A forensic pathologist, Elizabeth Mooney, told the Cleveland courtroom that the children experienced the most extreme separation anxiety between 9 and 18 months. Everyone knows that. That's why tummy time and shit like that and skin to skin is so important. The pain and suffering she endured lasted not only hours, not only days, but possibly even a week. The feeling of abandonment for days on end, coupled with the pain of starvation and extreme thirst, is the type of suffering I don't think any of us can fully fathom. And then again, it goes on to say that, you know, she had to eat her own feces like out of her diaper.
Just to try and survive, yeah.
And when the mom got home, she called 911. Please, I need help. Please help me. My daughter is dying. You fucking
Dying.
cunt.
No, she's not dying.
Yeah.
She's gone.
Oh, and then she's not crazy. She's not. She's a cunt. Because I forgot, she had dressed her in a clean outfit before emergency responders arrived. So she cleaned her up. She wiped her down. She cleaned her up and everything. So no, she tried to get away with it. Her parents blamed her actions on mental health struggles. Her mom, Ketty Torres, said her daughter had battled health struggles, including mental health illness and fainting spells. The fuck does that have to do with you leaving the fucking country, man?
But again, if that's the case, why the fuck are you leaving the country? You should be
Why
there
are you
looking after your
allowed to have
kid.
a. Yeah. And then the woman said, adding she believes God and Jalen have forgiven her, of course, because, you know, got to get God involved. I'm not trying to justify my actions, but nobody knew how much I was suffering and what I was going through. Fuck you.
Yep, no,
Fuck
fuck
you.
you. Absolutely.
No one knows. Fuck you. God damn it, dude. Like, oh, I'm not trying to justify it, but people don't understand my suffering too. What? The glory of being the new mom? Because if it was postpartum, she wouldn't worry about getting a kid dressed because she would be out of her fucking mind. Like the one lady who cooked her daughter, or like the other lady who got behind the wheel of a car with her kid in the back seat and then ran into another car and a car burst on flame and the lady's actually got third degree burns all over herself. When they asked her about it afterwards, she's like, I don't know what happened. This is you came back and were cognizant enough to change your fucking daughter and clean her up so you can get away with it. So fuck you. No one forgives you. Fuck you.
Yep, no, I feel you, man. I feel you. No fucking wonder you ended up in the hospital, dude. Whether it was a workout or not, you've had this shit sitting on your chest for 5 fucking days, man. Like,
Dude, it's because it's kids, man. Kids and dogs, like kids and animals don't know any better.
no.
Like a kid just wants you. Your
That's it,
daughter,
man.
son, whoever it is, they just want you. They don't care in what way, shape, or form. They just want you. They want to be around you. They want your time. And for you to be like, let me see, did I lock the windows? Did I turn off the stove? Did I leave my fucking 1-year-old enough bottles for 10 days? All right, see you later. And lock the door. Get on a plane. The dude you're with weren't like, did you just leave your fucking kid in the house? Like, why wasn't there more questions?
Yeah, exactly. And we've got again Andre here in the chat again. Shout out to Andre. He's saying again, like, fuck those neighbors. You know, they
Yeah,
should have checked on the kids. So again,
no.
like, there's responsibility on the mother. First and foremost, absolutely. But then there's responsibility, like, this male friend she went with, the neighbors, like, if they hear a, like you say, a screaming child and all the lights are off, something's gonna be up, right?
Yeah. And
Especially
it's
if
not like
it's
she lived in a rural area, man. She lived in fucking, what, Cleveland? And it said the screaming was going on for 10 days. So it's 2 o'clock in the morning. The same child you heard screaming since five. You look at the fucking house, maybe there's a light on. Okay. You don't go, hey, anyone home? Because you got a fucking kid screaming. No one, the neighbor. The people live right fucking next to them. The fucking neighbor didn't go, that kid's been screaming for a long time. Let me go next door and fucking try to. I'm trying to sleep. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. The fucking kid's still crying. And then to hear, because it says in the report, the crying get like weaker and weaker because she was starting to like die.
Yeah.
Right. There was no indicator. Like no one.
Yeah. But it's also like Jai says here, people in the hood don't call the cops for shit. So, I mean, that could be a possibility as well. Who knows what part of Cleveland it was.
No, that's true. But there's also people, at least in any area, maybe not calling the cops because they care, but I know hood, you're making enough noise at 2 o'clock in the morning, someone's mom, someone's grandmother's going to call because they don't want to hear your fucking shit at 2 o'clock in the morning. So it's not even like they were angry nosy. No one called anything, nothing. I don't care if you live on Avon, dude. You get fucking someone's loud at 2 o'clock in the morning and your family's trying to sleep. You're going next door to find out who the fuck is making all that noise. So yeah, as a whole, they don't care, but somebody that fucking come on, dude. If a baby is screaming somewhere in this complex crying, everyone's hearing it. Everyone's hearing it. That's fucking nuts, man. And I'm just like, and to be like, I'm not justifying it, but no one knows what I went through. I mean, fuck you. No, I don't give a fuck. And I hope she gets killed in jail because fuck that lady.
Oh, and I'll be look, the first she'll get her. She'll get her comeuppance because, yeah. I mean, we've had this discussion before, like about chomos and that sort of thing. Like,
yeah.
When it comes to a child being involved in a crime, hell hath no fury.
Yeah,
right. Hell hath no fury. She's gonna get inside. They're gonna hit as soon as she's in there. There are gonna be people asking for her papers. You know what she in for? And the moment she opened, like either that or she's gonna be in fucking PC the whole fucking time.
Yeah, but sometimes I know this. You can't even keep it a secret because if you're like, oh yeah, I'm here because of unpaid whatever, the guards will tell.
Oh,
they'll be
yeah.
Like, no, fuck that guy. So they don't even give a shit. Yeah, so that kind of ruined my fucking week because I was like, oh, the fucker, man. Like, I'm just thinking about like one person could have saved that kid. One nosy fucking, one angry nosy neighbor, somebody, anybody could have fucking saved that kid. One phone call. Hey, man, motherfucking kid's not stopped crying at 3 o'clock in the morning. Kid's been crying for 6 hours. Can someone go down? Maybe grandmother was watching him. She died. Like, whatever the fuck it was. Can someone go over there and check? The kid lasted, they said, for at least 9 of those days. Which means you had 9 fucking days to save this kid, man. 9 days.
That's a lot of fucking time. It's a week and a half. Fuck, man. It's like, and I see it here in the chat as well. Thanks, Becky. I don't know if you've heard this story, dude. I saw the TikTok just yesterday because my Christine sent it through to me. Yeah, Rob, we're talking about the chick that went on vacation. But no, this kid.
That's what I want Rob here for, but I'm glad Jackie's here too because I know that she's good for shit like that.
Yeah. So we had, this kid, his parents found under his bed in a plastic bag a decapitated head and a pair of hands. Now, his parents
of a ran human?
Human. Now, his parents apparently ran a childcare center out of their house. Right? Now, the parents have found this plastic bag under his bed. They have not looked at it because they did not want to confirm it for themselves, right? So they've put that into the kitchen sink. They've called the police. The kid's there, and they're like, hey, do you know why we've been called? And he's gone, yeah, because my mum found a head and a pair of hands underneath my bed.
It's not funny, but like a kid's just like, yeah, just found fucking head and hands.
But dude, he said it as cool as if he was ordering a BLT from the local deli.
Yeah.
And so straight up, there was admission. So the mother is sobbing on the front fucking lawn. The father is shaking, obviously. And the cop's like, hey, look, do you mind if I go into the house so I can confirm? And so the father walks him into the house, goes to the kitchen sink, looks in the bag, goes, yep, that's exactly what it is, right? We need to, like, yeah, this is how it's going to work.
Holy shit.
I saw that, and I'm like, what the fuck? I need to look more into the story, because that's literally
Wait,
all
so
I
did
saw.
The kid do it?
The teenage son did it, yeah. And the parents had no idea, had no clue, until they'd made this fucking, made this discovery, and they called the police.
We're doing, I gave the kids, so we just did research papers, but I made them passion-based, how you get a freshman to do a research paper, especially the one that I wanted with the amount of articles, references, and the word requirement. You just make them passion based and you teach them the skills along the way. A lot of people did because, you know, their parents watch true crime stuff. So someone did Dahmer, someone did Gene, someone did the Zodiac Killer and shit. But then, like, fucking another kid did the superpowers of America and Great Britain in World War II's Navy, as opposed to Russia and Germany. The kid's a fucking, he's brilliant, dude. I found out a lot of shit, like shit that like I didn't know. Like, you know, like everyone has their, and it's weird to say it like this, like their favorite serial killer, right? The one that's like, you know, and you know, like the John Wayne Gacy pogo thing, but he was a fucking pedo, dude. It's just like, and it's like, fuck, man. Like, and he drugged some kid, raped him repeatedly, stabbed him, and then drove him to work the next day. And when the kid called the cop was like, John Gacy detonated, because he was like, he was a pillar of the community, man. He had big fucking barbecues on the front lawn. So they didn't even go into it with this kid. Like, they didn't even check in. And it's just like, when you have that amount of power, you just go, well, I'm untouchable anyway. It's fucking, it's nuts, man. It's like, I'm trying to wrap my head around like anything over that lady leaving anything. Like, if I'm not with Hunter because I went to the store and he's home with Sarah, I call her up. Hey man, how's the kid? Blah, blah, blah. Like what? Like it's, that's not even a, I don't know, man. I don't get it, and
I don't think either of you can either you or myself can understand it, because of the position we take in fatherhood, right? Like, I mean, we take this shit very, very fucking seriously, as one should. But again, like we're bringing up all the time, being out at the shops. Kid did it again yesterday. We went out, saw the new Ghostbusters movie. And he's just sort of lagging behind. And it's again, dude, I can't fucking see you. Either pick up the pace or tell me to slow down. One of the two. I'll fucking see you, man. But on a lighter note, though, have you seen the new Ghostbusters movie yet? Have you been?
No, not yet. We're going to go during break.
Dude, it's fucking amazing. It's such a good movie.
So do you have friends that every time they say a movie wasn't good, you automatically go see it because you know their taste in movies fucking sucks?
Well, apparently my taste in movies suck because I've barely seen any. So
no, you just don't have taste in movies because you're not allowed to make any fucking judgments. So I have a friend who I love dearly.
Yep.
But he believes that like the pinnacle of horror begins and ends in the Scream series.
Scream.
The first one was good because it was new. The second one was serviceable. Everything after that, I'm like, you're just telling the same fucking movie over and over again, man. It's just the same shit. Now he's in fucking, next he's going to be on space. Like, what the fuck? Like, at one point it was like a six movie, like it was an Instagram post, like list six movies that changed your fucking life. It was Scream 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. I'm like, guy. So he put up Ghostbusters was 0 out of 5 stars. I was like, so I know it was a good movie because your taste in movies fucking blows.
Yep. No, okay. I see where you're coming from there. No, I've had that in the past, you know, where, what movie was it? And it was, it was cheesy as fuck, actually. It was Jason X. And that's where.
Jason in space. Yeah.
Jason in space with the metal hockey mask and shit. Like, it was corny as shit, but I really enjoyed that because I was like, all right, that's a spin. But like you say, it gets overdone.
No, and there's spin movies that they took really bold ways on and won. Like, did you ever hear? I know you didn't fucking see it, so I'm not going to ask that question. There's a movie called Malignant where
I've heard of it,
So a girl has a conjoined twin, but in the back of her head. And it's like this evil thing, right?
Oh, and God.
It was a bold choice. Let me tell you something. They pulled this fucking movie off. It is fucking really good. And then another one is with Anthony Starr, the guy who plays Homelander. It's called Cobwebs. That one was really good, too. Again, bold choices. Like, they took a chance on what the subject was going to be. They were good flicks, though, man. And I've been watching a lot of like, fucking, dude, I watched one. Oh my God, it was really good. It's called The Reich versus the Freaks. It's a Russian movie or an Italian movie where a bunch of circus performers have like magic powers and they take on like the Nazis. It is fucking really good. It is tear jerking and shit. It's a good flick, man. Yeah, it's really fucking good. Like that one's a high recommendation. Yeah, Ghostbusters, we're gonna go see. I think it's gonna rain for a couple of days here, so we're gonna try and do something indoors. Like, I know there's an indoor rock climbing joint. I want to go to there, man. I like
Oh,
rock
dude,
climbing and shit.
indoor
That looks
rock
like a lot of
climbing,
fun.
so much fucking fun. We've got a joint just around the corner from us, and Eli and I go there every once in a while. It's good fun, man. Get into it.
Yeah. So that's, I think that's on the plan. Plus, we want to do a deep spring cleaning. You know, get a bunch of shit taken care of around here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, just fucking hanging out,
Old
man.
people
But today,
shit.
I'm doing fucking old people. Dude, I did old people shit today. I'm like, am I having a heart attack? I gotta go to the fucking hospital. That's old people shit.
Yeah, man, it absolutely is.
And it's great because I know I can tell when I met people and how much they care based on how they reacted to that. I have some people who are like, oh, positive vibes are with you, and I love those people. And I got other people like, like whatever, faggot, get up. Like that, like, because they don't give you, but that's how they show love, because they can't actually show love in any other way. They have to be sarcastic about it. Like one person was like, hey, when you die, not if you die, hey, when you die, can I have your collection? Like that's how they show that they care. Cause that's fucking who they are.
Well, because you'd, like I say, because you'd passed out and whatever, I actually messaged Rob yesterday. I'm like, hey, man, have you heard from Judge? Anything from Judge? And he's like, no, have you? And because, like, I was, like I said, I was stressed out, worrying about you, man. I was like, if I had, would I be asking? And then I looked at how I'd written. I was like, oh, that sounds kind of snarky. So I'm like, sorry, dude, that came out wrong. No, I haven't heard from him. That's why I'm asking you, dude.
Yeah, no, that's my bad. Like I took him, I fell asleep. I think I woke up at one-ish, and then I read like two comics because I just needed to calm down before I might go back to sleep. But I didn't even check my phone during that point. Like I was just letting it sit there. Yeah, so it was exciting. Good way to start. But there's no feeling like, and I guess it's old people shit. Like there's no feeling that when you find out that, like, no, dude, you're great. Like you're in great health. I'm like, no shit, really? Like it was just amazing to me. Like they even did a liver test because apparently there's some like GI stuff that could have caused whatever it was. Dude, everything is fine. Like I ain't got nothing. And I take creatine and all kinds of shit for the gym. Everything is fucking functional, man. I'm like, I asked him again. I'm like, ain't no bumps, no black spots, like ain't no fucking tumors, no nothing. They're like, no, dude, like you're in perfect health. Like that's why we don't have an answer for you. But it could have been gym related again from the pushing of the pad or whatever. And I was like, oh shit, like maybe that was it. But when you find out you got a clean bill of health and shit like that, that's a fucking great feeling, man. I'm like, oh shit, I'm not gonna die today.
All right. Now, I got a question sent in to us
Oh no
this
shit.
afternoon that we want to we I've been asked for us to address. We've got time today, it seems, so I'm going to throw this one out. So
Do it.
this is what it says. I have a question for you guys. You can answer it in the chat here or on the podcast, but here's the quick backstory. I took a job at X wage, which was about $7 an hour less than what I wanted because the
Okay.
commission would make up the difference in
Okay.
quotations. They said it would be a slow start, which it was, but after 2 months, good money was starting to be made. Then it stopped because the work wasn't there anymore. So I found
Right.
a new job, better benefits, $10 an hour raise with
Right.
being with the union, a lot of other good
Sounds
perks.
great.
Yep. And so I put in my 2 weeks' notice to start the new gig. Now, in the notice meeting with the current employer to get me to stay, the boss asked if I even checked with new insurance to make sure my wife could be on it because she's currently pregnant. I'm not dumb. Obviously, I checked it. And then he asked if I was aware the new job would have more hours. The new job is in agriculture. I used to work in ag and the same type of job. So we know the hours and everything. Talked about it being accepted. So here's the question. Do you guys think bringing up those 2 points specifically was really okay? Because I felt like I was being rubbed the wrong way with those questions.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it was them being like, are you sure that you want to do it? Yeah, it's fear, dude. It's fear. They're trying to hit him with some fear to make him fucking not leave. And realistically, 2 weeks' notice is and that's for the job. That's not for you. That's so they can find somebody else. You don't owe them shit. There's no clause that says that you need to give 2 weeks. 2 weeks was the professional thing to, well, you should, in case you need those people for a reference. But if you already got another job, you don't need them for shit.
No, that's it.
So 2 weeks is for them. And I would do it if I liked the place. But if this other place was like, nah, man, like we need you to start. Like we want you. We need you to start. You got to start now. I'd be like, listen, man, I understand. But for the same reason why if you took a job somewhere else, or if you got a promotion, you would just fuck off and go. I got to do this, man. So I'm sure a lot of that was fear factor. Like, like let's get him not to stay by concerning him with the fact that he might not have everything he needs, which, if we, what?
Sorry, go on, keep going.
Which, if we found out anything, it's, health is a motherfucker. So if you don't have health, like, honestly, I'd rather have a job that doesn't pay as well that has awesome health benefits. Because I guarantee when I get that bill from the hospital and it says I have to pay $100, I guarantee it was like a 20 something, $30,000 day. Come on, dude. MRI, fucking X-ray, a couple EKGs. That shit's not cheap.
Absolutely, man. And look, I agree with you, like. Now, firstly, congratulations on 4 years of being sober.
Hey,
Fucking,
thank
I
you.
applaud you, man. Fucking everybody in the chat, pretty
Thanks.
fucking happy for you. But now my sobriety journey has been fucking non-existent. Whatever, I can't. I'll get back to that. But the reason I left my old job was because the mental health aspect of it was driving me nuts. Like, I was fucking miserable every day. I didn't want to go to work. They were driving me to drink, really. And so I found a new job and left, and I was out of there. And they're like, oh, that was really unprofessional. You should have given us 4 weeks, this, that, and the other. But
Four,
again, 4 weeks, because I'd been
bitch,
there longer than 5 years.
that don't fit the fuck out here. That
Yeah.
doesn't matter.
And so I was out, And my theory is that if you're going to get fired by an employer, they're not going to give you 2 weeks. Like, hey, we're letting you go, but here's 2 weeks
No, they're gonna
notice
be
so you
like,
can find another job. They're like, hey, go
that's a really
pack your
good point.
toolbox. You're out of here, man.
Yeah, it's always like, hey man, we can't keep you. Security will escort you to go get your shit just to make sure you don't fucking throw anything around and you're fucking out of here. You wouldn't do me the solid to give me 2 weeks to find anything while you still fucking paid me, so fuck you.
All right, now this is why I nearly lost my shit, okay? And this one's come from Jai. Thank you,
Of
Jai. I
course.
fucking love this. On a lighter note, so has anyone else ever wondered what it would be like if your nipples clicked in and out like pens?
Just fucking click, 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 click. Look, if that was the case, I would do that all day. Just
Oh, dude, especially with my ADHD, I do a click, 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 click.
oh,
Bad
all
enough
fucking
that.
day.
Oh.
I'll be sitting there making songs.
Imagine the noise when women breastfed if they actually clicked.
Well, it wouldn't sound that much di like if you got a kid who's like really going to town, it sounds like that shit anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Nate, that was a question I was going to bring up. I think I talked. So, because Sarah and I in the pro, oh, because we're going to Budapest in November.
Oh,
We
nice.
decided to, yeah, dude, and we're bringing Hunter. It's going to be fucking good time. We are not being careful with not having a kid. Like now we might be a little bit more so because she doesn't want to be, multi months pregnant, going around fucking hungry. Are you and Christine ever thinking about another kid? I know your situation's a little bit different, but were you thinking about, because I thought at one point you said you wanted to. Have you guys even talked about that yet? Or I'm sorry, re-brought it up, because I know you said you wanted to re-bring it up with her, but I never got to follow up and ask.
We've actually, we've gotten to the point where we've given up on that, just because it's not happening,
Right, because hers and yours, right? Because you said she has something going on. And you got Homer Simpson sperm and shit?
Yeah, we've
Yeah.
both got fertility issues, and so it's just not been working in our favor. When we did our massive spring clean, we let go of all the baby stuff. Like, we were
No
so
shit,
set
really?
on having another baby that we still had all Eli's stuff in storage under the stairs from when he was a baby. We had the crib, we had the high chair, we had the change table. Like, I
Oh,
mean,
so
we
you were
had
hardcore, like,
fucking
fuck it, let's hold on.
everything. We had all the baby toys, all the baby clothes. We still had the bottle warmer, the fucking the whole lot. So we've just recently let that go and come to the conclusion that, hey, we're not getting younger. Yeah, we'd like to give Eli a sibling, but that looks highly unlikely. So the next thing that we can do is
A dog,
give
a skin dog.
Well, we're trying for a skin dog, so I guess, yeah, fur
Oh,
baby we have to go
yeah,
for.
that's right. Fuck.
And so, yeah, we're now just at a point where, fuck it, we're going to give Eli experiences. And so this is where
That's
we're at.
awesome.
We're saving up to go to London. We're hoping to go next year for Christine's sister's birthday. If it doesn't work
And
out,
that's
we're going to
when.
go on our own.
Right.
I don't know, sometime next year, 2025.
Okay.
So if we can do that, we will. Otherwise, we're going to go on our own. While we're in London, we've already got it worked out. We're going to go to France.
Right.
And Christine turned around. She goes, "Hey, just spitballing here." She goes, "While we're in France, do you want to take a day trip to Normandy?" And Eli goes, "What? With Normandy? Can we go to the beaches? I want to see where World War II was, all of this stuff." Because the kid, he loves World War
He
II.
loves war stuff, yeah.
So we're gonna do that, and then in a few years, the next trip after that is the US as well. But that's there's so much in the States I want to see. That's gonna be like two or three different fucking trips. But that being said, when we make it to the States, we're gonna have to hire a tour bus, dude, and deck it out as a podcast studio.
Oh
Get
my
you,
God, and go on the
me,
road.
and Rob, all of our families just on the bus. We'll go on the road across America and just podcast the
And
whole
like
time.
podcast across America. That could actually be pretty fun. We're going to Budapest in November, and then Howie wants us to come out and do Christmas in England, which is obviously the next month. That's something that I would save now for and just put the shit aside, because that's a cool experience for the kid, man. He's never been, he wants to fucking go. Howie would like, yes, we would do some London shit, but like Plymouth is beautiful. So we'd, and besides, it's 2 hours, man. Like, you can't, like, people in fucking England can swim the channel and get to like France. Like, it's not exactly like your sense of travel is not like ours. Like, you could, like, I remember a comedian said, he's like, you could drive for 10 hours and still be in Texas. Like, that covers pretty much all the fucking the
But
UK.
in the UK, you drive for 10 hours and you go through 15 different fucking countries.
So I know we want to do that. Even if it's back to back, I think that'd be really cool. So Hunter can get, I don't know, I think Christmas in another fucking country and shit like that, especially there, I think that'd be really cool. I'm hoping that I'm not old enough or too old that my shit's not working. Like, I know, because we've tried a couple times, and it's not like we haven't been careful. And I know it's hard as it is. Like, it doesn't always just happen unless you're fucking fertile as shit. But a couple of times I'm like, wow, really? Like, that time didn't fucking take. And I know for Hunter, it took, like, we fucked around a lot and it still took a while. And I'm like, fuck, maybe it's me.
Have you ever thought of having your sperm checked?
Well, I'm going to. That's gonna be the next step, at least for me. I know she's fine. I think it'll break her heart though if we can't have a fucking kid. But I know science can step in and be like, we're just gonna do this, we're gonna mix this up. Pick A and B and fucking away you go. Because I know she wants to and I want to have another kid too. I just don't think, I don't know. Like, if I was a betting man, I'm gonna assume that the reason why it hasn't been happening is because I'm fucking 43 and shit is on, like I'm hanging out here soon, it's gonna start to fucking go back down again. So, and I know guys can have kids way later. Like, I know the female cutoff is pretty hardcore.
Well, shit, my old man, he's in his 70s now and he's got a teenage daughter. Yeah, absolutely. Like, my old man's living proof that, yeah, it doesn't matter how old you are, you can still be making babies, man. So, yeah, I wouldn't be cutting it off too soon, but I would definitely say go to your local fertility clinic or whatever and have those swimmers checked
But
out,
I
man.
can't jerk off in a cup, dude. Like, they're gonna put me in a room and be like, there's Pornhub. I don't know if I can do that. Like, how come I can't do it here and bring it there? Like, you can't give me an at-home kit.
Well,
Like, fucking.
I was given that option actually, and I said, if you're within, like, if you can deliver it within half an hour of collecting it, you can do it at home. And I said, but I'm more than half an hour drive. And they said, well, you'll have to come into the clinic and do it.
Why is that so fucking funny to me, dude? They're like, all right, look, this is your mileage. If you get here in a half hour, you're still fucking Nate's there with like a Dixie cup. He's like, I'm coming. Literally, figuratively.
But I will tell you, I'll tell you the what, the worst part about that, and I'm sorry for the ladies in the chat about to hear this, but the downside to
Nate's
that
got a
is,
turkey baster next to him. He's like, we're coming,
but the thing is,
motherfuckers.
you can't even like spit in your hand and go for it, right? It's a dry wank. And so, yeah, it's that, I think that's the hardest part of it. Like, you can't use lubricant, can't spit in your hand. You just got to have a dry wank and hope you don't start a fire, man. Fuck, we lost him again.
Put you in a room and they're like, here's a magazine and tell us when you're done. You're just
Yeah.
sitting in a room like, all right, let me like, that's so fucking weird,
Well, it was really interesting. They let me into this
man.
room and there's a table and two chairs, and then there was like another room off to the side with a sliding door. And so they would leave the main room so I could go into the smaller room, right? But again, what bothered me as well was like this big, comfy leather seat. And I'm thinking, how many guys have bare assed sitting in this chair
Oh
having a
God, yeah,
wank?
dude.
And so then I'm dealing with that as well. I'm like, how do I
Oh my
fuck it,
God,
Pornhub? I'm gonna have to work something out,
dude,
man.
I'm fucking weeping. That's fucking the table and two chairs. Just like,
Yeah,
oh,
because once I came out, I rang the bell to let them know that I was done.
right.
They came in and then sat down at the table. I've got a cup of a nice hot load sitting on the table. And they're like, okay, let's go through this paperwork together and make sure everything's all lined up.
And you're just sitting there with your swimmers on the table. You're
A
just like,
cu a
hey,
cup,
man.
yeah, a cup of sperm just sitting on the table, and me and the
Dude,
nurse are having a chat.
you're still sweating a little bit from.
Did. I think I said that as well. Hey, can we turn on the air conditioner in here? So it's a bit warm, man. Like, my heart's still fucking racing.
Oh fuck. Oh my God, that was awesome. Yeah, like that's what I'm worried about. Like, no, wait. Could Christine go in with you and be like, let me fucking give him a Hummer and shit? Like, are you allowed to get help? Or do they give you like a fleshlight or is it just a dry rub?
Well,
Like
I went by myself. I didn't think Christine could be too much help. I mean, she could have been, but I don't know if they would have allowed her in there. But like you say, can you get like a gobby or something? No, you can't. Because again, the saliva, the lubricant,
the
whatever
fuck
kind of
up.
whatever, it fucks up the sample. So you've literally got to have a dry rub and get nothing but the product in the cup.
All right, so even if you do it at home, but at least if you're at home, you got your 80-inch TV, she could be like jiggling your balls or stick a finger in your asshole or something. Help out a little bit. If you're just in that room, you're like, my brain would be like, right now, there's like doctors and nurses passing by. There's a dude in another room. You hear him like, oh, I'm like, I don't wanna. It'll feel like I'm just jerking off in prison. You know what I'm saying?
And I mean, the material they had there as well was fantastic. I think there was a magazine, a Hustler from 2002, possibly a Penthouse from 1998. Like it was vintage stuff.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it was fucking vintage, man. So like, you had a little bit of bush, you had a little bit of knot, yeah, and then I was like, fuck it, man. I've got my phone, Pornhub.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, oh my God. That's weird. And you know, when you're going in and you're like, hey, I'm here to jerk off in a cup. Like,
But that's
why?
the thing. Like, the nurse calls my name and I stand up in the waiting room. She's leading me down the corridor. Like, everybody's watching you. Like, yeah, they know what I'm about to go do,
Go get it. Oh
So
my
like
God.
it's not totally horrible, but it's one of those things where it's like,
I don't
yeah,
know if I,
it's
dude, I might have to do it at home and then do my best fucking Dom Toretto impression and fucking speed over the thing, throw it in the fucking in the leave-in overnight thing. Fuck it, I'm out of here, bro.
But speaking of fertility, dude, I'm gonna be, and once it airs, I'll send it to you. I'm gonna be in a scientific documentary on male fertility in
No
May.
shit,
I
really?
believe it comes out. Yeah.
The fuck out of here. How'd you land that one?
They've found they dude, they've the producers found the podcast and reached out
Get
to
the
me
fuck
through the
out of here, really?
podcast and went, "Hey, we know you've talked about fertility on your podcast in the
Right.
past. Would you be willing to have a chat with us?"
Do they
And
want to film you doing a dry rub in a fucking room with a with a table and
no,
two chairs?
the cool thing was is that we did all the filming at a swimming pool, at a local swimming pool,
Okay.
because in the back shot they wanted to have all the swimmers going backwards and forwards.
Oh my God.
And so they're like, "That's how player works." They did another. I wasn't there for this one, but apparently they did another shoot at like a fountain, and so the fountain's like spurting
Got
and
it.
shit. And
Yeah.
they're like, so they're
Yeah.
trying to make it a little funny, but yeah, it's just a whole thing on male fertility and that sort of shit.
That's
So
cool. Holy shit.
I'll have to send that through to you when it airs, man. But
Is everyone tuning into that one?
yeah, that's it.
I'm telling you, I might take a recorder to the fertility clinic and like record like what I'm saying and shit like that. Like I might do that. We could play that at the beginning of a fucking podcast to be like, I'm in a fucking room. They got weird porno from
A recorder.
1997.
Okay. I thought you were talking like a recorder. You're going to sit there, play hot cross buns or something.
While I'm jerking off and doing one hand, I'm playing two flutes, but
Hell.
oh my God. Well, look, if this was ever evidence about what people get, like if you're a first listener, we went from a horrible fucking story to a picture of Nate almost starting a fire on his junk because he can't use fucking lube jerking off in a fucking fertility clinic. Yeah, no, dude, I would have to do it at home and then go there. Which would be weird. See, I would like strap it. I put it in the passenger seat, put the seatbelt on it, be like, sit right there, don't move. Don't want it spilling, man.
The first time I went in there, though, I thought my first thought was Stifler in American Pie at the fucking sperm bag. And he's like, "Do
Yeah.
you think you can help?" And then she like fucking snaps on the glove and says, "Bend over."
Oh yeah. Fucking, that's weird.
Well, I think we're just about done, aren't we?
Are we really? Holy shit.
Yeah, man,
Oh
we're
my God, that was fucking fast.
coming up to an hour.
I laughed so hard I almost passed out underneath this fucking table. That part was so fucking good. I know I'm gonna listen back to that a couple times.
Oh, and I have a funny feeling at some point that's going to make it into a best bits episode, man. It's going to be there. This is why I love what we do. You know, like you say, we usually start off with something super dark and we get
It
really
was just
sissy
such
about it. And
a
then we start talking about nipples clicking like pens and having a dry rub at the fucking fertility clinic. Like, yeah.
and like because my brain plays little movies for shit like this, shit like being filmed like The Office, where you're just sitting there in the room, like and you hear like bing, because like the shit's going off, and you're like, all right, let me check out these magazines. Fuck, man.
Oh
Like,
man.
but now they have like the like I can't believe no sex toy. Like, I get it, right? Like
Oh,
you
but do
can't
you
get like
want
a fleshlight,
to? I would not be.
right?
I wouldn't. I'd see it and go, "Yeah, no, thank you." Like, obviously, being a doctor's office, they'd sterilize it, you would think, but still, I don't want to.
Yeah, but there's one now that's just a ring. Like there's no other side. It's a ring that you just go back and forth with. And I think it's like a water thing. Like, so this way nothing is get, which by the way, hold on, can we fucking, a woman can get a rabbit for $3. Does this, and it flicks this, and it goes into this, and it fucking plays with this, shit like that. Have you seen the price? Have you seen the price of guy sex toys, man? Guy sex toys. There's like a hydro water masturbator bulldozer testosterone to take it back to the other one.
Testosterone 4000. Yep.
And it's a water suction and everything. Dude, it was like $450. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Even a flashlight's mad expensive, and that's not even the one with like all the frills and shit. Like, we can't get anything cool. Hey, they're all fucking too big. A girl can get a little nugget and just be, and you're
Yeah,
done,
little
right?
silver
A
bullet.
guy's a fuck. Dude, A guy needs something like the top of a table. It's like an apparatus. There's parts you got to plug in and fucking batteries, and there's water all over the place. Imagine, like, you're like, I'm gonna get off real quick. Your wife comes home, you got it. It's like a fucking pegboard, and you're just trying to fucking, like, that's not cool, man. That's too fucking much
Look,
money,
I mean,
man.
I think I've only had one sex toy for myself in my life, right? And it was like I didn't even go to a sex shop, right? It was almost like the Tupperware of sex parties type thing. Like my partner at the time, I think it might have been my ex-wife, decided to have this sex party, and she saw it and bought it for me. It didn't fucking last long. Did not. I
Right.
wore that thing out real fucking fast, but. Yeah, it was interesting, but again, I'm in no, like you said, with the price, I'm in no rush to run out and buy one.
It's too fucking expensive, man. I had two. She got me one, which is kind of like the same thing. Like it wiggles and it fucking spins and shit like that. Like it's cool, but like I said, it wears out. Like they're shit. Like they just fucking fall apart. And Dylan was a pump. I was like, I gotta try this, and it fucking works. It's obviously it doesn't fucking stay like that, but it fucking works. That's pretty cool because then like all your like fucking nerve endings are like super high and shit like that.
Yeah,
But
yeah,
that
yeah.
and those are cheap. But like to get anything that you're like, oh, that's really cool. I wonder how much that is. It's like, dude, no fucking way, man. No way.
That probably explains why there's these old dudes taking fucking sex dolls to Walmart. They're just trying to get their money worth out of it.
And those are like 10, 11 grand. You can go on the website and you can customize those. You can even send in a picture of somebody and they'll fucking mimic it to look like that person,
That's
man.
creepy.
Whoa, by the way, hold on. Let's end with this. Do you know that right now it's being praised right now? People are trying to figure out how to fucking deal with it. I ran up on an article about how AI is going to solve or help mitigate the pedo problem. Fucking believe that shit?
And how do they plan on doing that?
They said because it's a mental illness, which if, of course it is, it's fucking gross, right? Because it's a mental illness, if you AI generate that content, no one is getting hurt. It's not a picture of an actual person, even though, like, you know, their major complaint is that it has to take from like a face, but because it's not an actual person, they're like, if we do have that for people, it might stop them from going to do other shit. I'm like, I don't know where I stand on that. Like, if it is a mental issue and these people need help and they don't want to go get the help because they're living too deep in this fucking world of theirs, should you give them that? Like, is that a thing to give them? Because if you go to an AI generator, like a porn AI generator, like have someone fucking someone under 4 foot, like if you don't say kid and you just give the description, what the fuck? Like no one's getting hurt. So is that good? Is that bad? Like I just found out about it. So I haven't had an opportunity to kind of like spin it around in my head.
I don't know. I think it could still be problematic. I mean, because you think like
Well,
there
that's
are.
what it said. It said it's still problematic because it's still allowing the person to do it. And AI, which we found out from anything, is always based off other pictures that it can
Yeah,
find.
I think that's a really gray area. I would have. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know whether I could get on board or. I mean, maybe if it's in like a therapy type.
Yeah.
Outline where it's like, hey, look, like we're here to help you, and this may
Yeah.
help you with your urges, but these are the guidelines, or
Yeah.
this is okay, but this is going to be crossing the line, or I don't know,
Yeah.
but there's got to be.
Yeah, because finally people got off this whole sexual preference thing. Like, let's stop that shit, right? But if you got it, like, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to be like, am I angry, right? Like, if there's a guy who's sick like that, but he's literally getting all of his stuff AI generated and he's having a good time and it's stopping him from doing something like this, isn't that therapy? Like, I don't know. Like, I haven't had the opportunity to really figure out where the fuck I want to put that
Where
fuck, you know what
do
I'm
you
saying?
put
Like I
that
don't,
fuck? Yeah.
yeah, like I don't know, like because it's like, oh, okay, well they're not hurting anybody, right? It's not like a Megan Conca thing where you know a guy gets moved into a new area and does it to a girl because he can't stop. Like, is it a therapy thing? Like, would it help? But apparently, according to this fucking article, they can't figure out why people can't do it. Like, no one's getting hurt. It's not a real person. It's an AI computer generated thing, and they actually praised it as might being able to help people who were fucked up. So if that's the case, and it's just a computer doing it for you, isn't that just like drawing an anime with a girl that's really fucking small and a guy that's really big? Like, what's the difference? Like, that's okay because it's not a real person. Like, it's not. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm interested to see where that goes because therapy is therapy, right? So if the only way that, like, besides getting the pill, which basically chemically castrates you, right? Like, is that it? Like, should you look into that? Like, I don't know. I don't know. It's
Yeah,
weird.
I don't know, man. Like I say, it could be problematic. It could be helpful. It's like you
Yeah.
say. It's like, where do you put that fuck? And I think it's more of a thought experiment, really. You just sit there, really
Yeah,
think
because
about it.
just saying no, fuck them, like, I get it. But if now it's actually being like, no, this is a mental disorder. Like, this is a mental disorder, man. Like, and what is the alternative? The alternative is they wait and it stews because they're not talking to anybody about it because they're not fucking talking to anybody about it. Then they attack a child. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm rather like, all right, so let him fucking live his life in a computer world. But like, he's not hurting anybody. The person's not real. It's not even a real person. So I don't know. I don't know. But I'm interested to see where that's going to go. Like, I want to kind of keep my ear to that because if, like, look, man, weird therapeutic things happen all the time. And like the people on this, I think it was like Forbes. Like, I think what they're saying is like, it might be the best thing for them because if they can't stop doing it and they need therapy and there's no way to really treat that besides don't do that, what if this is the next thing? I don't know. I don't know. I thought that was weird, so I figured I'd bring it up.
Yeah, why not? That's it. Yeah, that's one we're gonna have to think about. On that note, though, we're gonna wrap this one up for this
Yeah,
week.
man.
So, guys, again, be kind to each other. Be kind to
And click your
us.
nipples.
Click your nipples. That's it. And don't start a fire if you're having a dry rub. Don't do that. I do want to say, Judge, we have had,
Yes.
I don't know who it is, who it was, what, I've just no idea, but we've had somebody else rate the show this week. So we got 20 ratings on Spotify at the moment, and we've just been bumped back up from 4.9 stars to 5 stars. So
Hey, look at us
we
go.
are
That's fucking
technically a
awesome.
5-star show on Spotify. We're a 5-star
Nice.
show on Apple Podcasts. Like, you guys are helping us do what we're doing, right? This is
Yeah,
awesome.
man.
Helping us move through the algorithm. More and more people are seeing us through recommended podcasts and all that sort of thing. So please, keep showing us that little bit of love. Hit the
Yeah,
follow
yeah.
button, hit the bell so you get a notification when the
And
episodes
come join us
drop.
on the, and when you do find it, come join us on the chat, man. It's fun. Like, you get to fucking interact with other people. Plus, we might be hiring somebody to watch the chat for us anyway, because we kind of get lost in that. But we want you guys to use it, but then it's like, you know, Nate and I talked in like our conversation, like, because if one of us is checking it, one of us is going to kind of like mentally tap out of the conversation because you guys come up with some funny fucking shit. And we want to make sure that funny shit is said. So we're still trying to figure it out, but definitely keep coming because we like to take the chat and then use it like later as quotes and shit like that. Yeah. So tell people, man, because obviously the people are finding the show, enjoy it, or else it wouldn't be a 5-star show starring two fucking nobodies, which is always better than having, you know, 10 million followers who are only following you because they've seen you on a TV show somewhere. So we appreciate the shit out of you guys. Thank you.
Absolutely. So, guys, if you do want to join us on the live, I'll confirm times for the live and all that. So that way you can check in because the time zones are fucking weird. I think, well, I'm 17 hours ahead or something.
Yeah, but it's perfect. Like, we're 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night. You're early in the morning on a weekend, so it works for us. People in the middle, I don't know how it's gonna work for them, but I don't know. But we'll try it the best we can.
That's it. So, yeah, guys, show us some love and share it around them. We love you guys, and we're going to leave you for this week. And we'll have this episode up on the audio platforms probably tomorrow. I'm going to
Oh, I
enjoy the
can't
rest of
wait.
my Easter
Can't
Sunday.
wait. Yeah, man, enjoy.
I'm going to eat some fucking chocolate bunnies, man. So, on that note, guys, we're out of here. Peace.
Hey.
And of course, we're going to wrap up this episode with Heavy Drop Safety Brief of the Week.
All right, listen up, piss flaps. If we have to put up signs, it means someone somewhere's done it. If you're going to go to Florida for spring break, go down to Panama City, whatever it may be. And, you know, you're down there partying with all your boys and the girls are out there and, you know, people are passing around the hallucinogenics. Don't feed the hallucinogenics to the alligators. I mean, look, I got it. They'll eat just about anything. They're like prehistoric garbage pits. But we don't need one walking around thinking he's motherfucking Godzilla. Not only that, but I mean, God, you've just wasted some good drugs on a fucking thing that doesn't have a medulla oblongata. Just like Bobby Boucher said, they ornery because they got all those teeth and no toothbrush. Those hallucinogenics ain't helping their medulla oblongata. But then you got caught giving the hallucinogenics, which forced the ordinance of putting up signs saying don't feed them hallucinogenics. I mean, there's enough shit in that water anyway from people flushing their drugs down the freaking toilets when the cops show up and everything that they don't need your help. So guys, don't feed the alligators hallucinogenics.
Thanks for listening to the show. You can follow the podcast as well on social media at Not So Secret Dad's Business or on our website, notsosecretdadsbusiness.com. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please rate and review the show. It helps more than you realize.